Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Welcome to the Splendid Speaking podcast. My name's Pete Travis, and this week we're listening to Sylvia from Romania, who's preparing for CAE. A reminder that transcripts for all podcasts, including this one, are available to subscribers of our mailing list. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. Do you live in an area which has large supermarkets close by? What are the advantages of having these facilities available? Do they create problems or opportunities for local businesses or for the community? In this Skype interview, Sylvia was asked to talk for 2 minutes on this subject. Shortly before the interview, I sent her the following task. What changes have resulted following the growth in huge supermarkets? She was told she could include any of the following ideas in her presentation if she wished. The experience for the customer. The effect on smaller shops in the area. And the benefits or drawbacks for the community. As you listen, decide how well Sylvia deals with the question and also how successfully she signposts her talk with words and expressions which help the listener follow the direction of her presentation. If you have access to the transcript, listen a second time and answer the comprehension questions. Finally, make a note of her use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback session. Let's listen to Sylvia.
Okay, so I think that the growth in huge supermarkets has both positive and negative aspects. And I think the positive aspects include the opportunity to spend less time shopping. Also, another benefits derived from the huge supermarkets is that you are able to meet a variety of products. But as opposed to these positive aspects, I think the negative ones are a lot more. Just thinking about the parking places, the roads and the streets getting congested by the cars, congested with the cars and with lots of people. And I think this is a bad consequence for the environment and for the people themselves. Also, the effect on smaller shops in the area cannot be neglected, because the small shops have become less consulted by the population, and everybody goes to huge supermarkets, and the community has serious drawbacks, in my opinion, because I think the small shops in general have produced certain benefits for the community and for the people. When going to a supermarket, I think you become more stressed. You are kind of, oh, let me alone and I finish this shopping and go home. Well, going to a little shop and taking and buying your products from there, you feel like more relaxed and kind of this. But on the balance, I think that I wouldn't go to a small shop, even if it provides me that relaxed atmosphere and all those benefits. I would still go to a huge supermarket, because I know that there are fresh products, and there is a certain grade of modernity, and I think that scientific progress has brought along a wide range of inventions which are seen only in the huge supermarkets and not in the small ones.
Let's start by thanking Sylvia for taking part in this Skype interview and for agreeing to be recorded. Remember that you can always comment on her talk by going to the Splendid Speaking website. This was an edited version of the original presentation, which lasted some 4 minutes, and we spoke after the interview about the need in an exam to deal with the task within the time limit. Nevertheless, Sylvia answered the question directly and offered some thoughtful views on the consequences of the growth of supermarkets, including convenience, the effect on the environment, and on smaller shops in the community. The register of Sylvia's talk is quite formal, which is perfectly acceptable, and this was evident in both her choice of signposting words and expressions and use of English generally. For example, looking at signposting first, she starts by indicating that she'll be dealing with both sides of the question and tells us which view she'll be looking at first.
Okay, so I think that the growth in huge supermarkets has both positive and negative aspects. And I think the positive aspects include...
Sylvia signposts when she's about to tell us of benefits of small shops with the following.
I think the small shops in general have produced certain benefits for the community and for the people.
She needs to ensure that she uses expressions accurately, however. For example, here, when she points out a change in focus.
But as opposed to these positive aspects,
it would be better here to say something like, in contrast to these positive aspects. As opposed to is often used to contrast with something that comes earlier in a sentence. For example, supermarkets are making huge profits, as opposed to the smaller shops, which are suffering economically. Similarly, in this extract.
But on the balance, I think that I wouldn't go to a small shop.
Here, no definite article is used, and should be expressed as on balance. In general, Sylvia speaks quite fluently. Hesitations are inevitable in long turns like this, and Sylvia can try speaking at length prior to her exam to limit the frequency of these hesitations. She articulates her words well, and there were only 3 pronunciation issues of note. Supermarkets were sometimes mispronounced, and effect and products both had the stress on the wrong syllables. In terms of her use of English, Sylvia was often aware of some of the errors she made and self-corrected herself well, as in these 2 examples.
Also, another benefits derived from the huge supermarkets is that the roads and the streets getting congested with the cars and with lots of people.
In keeping with the formal register of this talk, Sylvia very admirably used advanced words and expressions such as derived from, provides me that relaxed atmosphere. However, how many errors can you find in the following extracts?
You are able to meet a variety of products. You are able to meet a variety of products. But as opposed to these positive aspects, I think the negative ones are a lot more. But as opposed to these positive aspects, I think the negative ones are a lot more. The small shops have become less consulted by the population. The small shops have become less consulted by the population. There is a certain grade of modernity. There is a certain grade of modernity.
Did you spot the errors?
You are able to meet a variety of products.
It would be better to say find products or come across products.
But as opposed to these positive aspects, I think the negative ones are a lot more.
This would be more natural as there are many more negative issues.
The small shops have become less consulted by the population.
We usually use the word consult in the context of asking for professional help. In this sentence, a formal word could be frequented, so the small shops are less frequented, or simply the small shops are used less.
There is a certain grade of modernity.
A better word here than grade would be level, so we'd say a certain level of modernity.
I think that scientific progress has...
This, of course, should be scientific progress. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Once again, many thanks to Sylvia. Until next week, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. And remember that you can download the transcripts to this and all previous podcasts by signing up to the Splendid Speaking newsletter, a link to which you'll find at www.splendidspeaking.com. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.